Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic experience, where the word of the Lord comes alive, with nationally known prophet Laron Matthews. Prophet Matthews has prophesied to Kurt Franklin, Ty Trabet, Bishop Rance Allen, many world leaders, just to name a few, and he welcomes the international world and families to his ministry. He recognized the pains, hurts, disappointment, and needs of the people through love, faith, prayer, and communication. God has anointed Prophet Matthews to be able to meet the challenges of a generation and people searching for an authentic message that reaches a pressure-filled life with the strength of God's love for them. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the service. God bless you.
Recording started.
Just a closer walk with you. Great Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. Father, in the name of Jesus, yes. Lord God, as we come this morning, Lord, praising and thanking you, giving you all glory, honor, and praise. This is our plea this morning, oh God, that we have a closer walk with thee. And Father, we thank you on this morning, Lord, that you have allowed us the opportunity to come boldly before your throne, bringing our petitions, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, to pray, Lord, hallelujah, Lord, unto your throne. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus, that Father, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we ask that you move upon the prayer warriors everywhere, Lord, the intercessors, oh God. We pray right now in the name of Jesus for your people far and near, O God, that you will, hallelujah, grant their petitions, Lord, according to thy will. Lord God, we ask right now in the name of Jesus that you move, O God, hallelujah, Lord, upon those that are suffering from sickness and diseases, O God. We continue to pray, O God, for Jermichael, O God. Father, move down to the marrow of his bones, O God. Move and allow a miracle to be performed, because you said in your word that these signs shall follow them that believe. Oh God, I thank you right now in the name of Jesus, because, oh God, oh Jesus, hallelujah. The people of God everywhere is coming with one accord, oh God, sending up timber, oh God, on behalf of this baby, oh God. Lord, hallelujah, amaze the doctors, oh God, change his body chemistry, down to the marrow of his bones, every white cell, every red cell, oh God. Cause it to line up with your healing virtue, oh God. God, we know that you are the God that heals me, oh God. Lord, we remind you of your word that you heal the leper, oh God. We remind you, oh God, hallelujah, not once, oh God, but several times. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. There is nothing, oh God, that you cannot do. And Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, men and women, boys and girls, oh God, may not understand, oh God, hallelujah, Lord, the magnificent and wonderful power that you have, because you are the creator of all universe, Lord. We thank you, oh God, hallelujah, the earth and the fullness thereof, it all belongs to you. And Father, we thank you, hallelujah, amen. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah, Lord. You're moving across this line. You're moving across the nations. You're moving across the globe of the earth, oh God, in the universe. Oh, God, hallelujah, Lord. Who would not want to serve someone like you? Lord, you have made provisions for us before we were even thought of, Lord. And God, you are waiting for us to tap in, oh God, by faith, Lord God, to that which you have spoken from the beginning. Let there be, oh God, and that the ending of that, oh God, was an open clause. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, our faith will bring that which was spoken, oh God, into the alignment of our lives, Lord, if we only believe. Lord, we know that your words are faith is the substance of things hoped for, and the evidence, hallelujah, the evidence, hallelujah, the evidence of things not seen. Lord, we don't see it, but we know that the evidence is there because, Lord, it's already done in heaven, and you're waiting for it to be manifest here on earth by us calling out to your name. Lord God, you told us to ask, seek, and knock, oh God. And oh God, hallelujah, Lord, according to your word, oh God, Lord God, hallelujah, you said ask anything in your name and it shall be done. Lord God, if we be willing and obedient, we will eat the good of the land. And Father, hallelujah, Lord, you also told us if we walk upright before you, you will withhold no good thing. So Father, I thank you, I thank you, I thank you that the saints of God is aligning themselves with the word. Lord, and I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we also ask that you search us, Lord. Search us high and search us low, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, come, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, even into our subconscious, Lord God, begin to move right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, forgive us for sins of omission, sins of commission, those perceptual sins. God, continue to create in us, create in us, create in us even the more. Ooh, a clean heart and a new spirit, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord, let us not fall back, oh God, but let us move forward and press toward the mark of the high calling. Lord God, hallelujah, that which is in Christ Jesus. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus. The more, oh God, the more we draw closer to you, the more, oh God, you will draw nigh unto us, oh God. Lord, let us continue to meditate on your word day in and day out. Let us have spiritual hymns and songs in our heart that will flood, hallelujah, to the local, our spirit with joy. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, for a visionary, Lord God, and Mother Thelma this morning, oh God. Lord God, hallelujah, Lord. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus for a ministry. Lord, and all the host of God's people everywhere, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we want to continue to hold on to the bloodstained banner, hallelujah. Ah, Jesus, hallelujah. Hold on to the bloodstained banner, not looking to the left, not looking to the right, not looking back, oh God, but moving and pressing forward, oh God. Lord, we ask, let the words of our mouth, the meditation of our heart, be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, our strength and our redeemer, Lord. Lord, remember the backsliders on today, Lord. Draw them, oh God, back unto thee, oh God, before it's everlasting too late, oh God. For such was some of us, oh God. Oh, Jesus, send a divine, oh God, hallelujah, visitation unto them this day. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Lord. Allow your spirit to endow them even the more, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord. Sending, oh God, the word of conviction unto them, Lord. Lord God, and they will say, what must I do to be saved? Let us walk the straight and narrow way, not looking, oh God. Lord God, not rolling and modeling, oh God, in our sin and iniquity, Lord. But, oh God, casting everything unto thee, Lord God. For you are the God that delivered thee, Lord. We thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, for we are your people and the sheep of your pasture, oh God. And you know how to feed us, Lord God. You know how to chastise us. You know how to correct us, oh God. You know how to encourage us even the more. Lord, we thank you, Lord. Remember Mother Gwen of this morning in a special way, oh God. Ooh, glory, hallelujah, Lord. Lord, move, move, move upon the woman of God. We thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for her in her absence, oh God. And we praise you and we magnify you, Lord. And Father, hallelujah, Lord. Lord God, let joy, unspeakable joy, Lord, full of your glory, Lord, fall fresh, fall fresh, fall fresh over all our speakers this morning, oh God. Lord God, illuminate them, Lord. Let the power of your spirit, oh God, flow, oh God, from heaven's throne. Out of their belly shall flow rivers of living water, Lord. Let their cup overrun, oh God, and overflow, oh God, with thine anointing, oh God, with fire, oh God. Hallelujah, Lord. Oh, Jesus, hallelujah. We thank and we praise your name, Lord God. Now, Father, hallelujah, Lord. We remember our God, our spiritual leaders and our natural leaders all over the world. God calls them to go, Lord, how to go in and out before your people, Lord. Let them do the things that you have placed upon their heart, not astray from them, oh God, hallelujah, Lord. That your people will, oh God, hallelujah, be led in spirit and in truth. We give you all glory, honor, and praise in the magnificent, wonderful name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let it be, let it be, let it be. And we say amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Are you going to pray, Mother?
Yes. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord God. I just come to give you the praise and give you the glory this morning, Lord God. I'm adjusting to a new time in another place, Lord God, and I just woke up, but I still woke up on time, and I say thank you, Lord God. And I just come to give you the praise and give you the glory, Father God, because without you, Father, I couldn't do nothing. Without you, I am nothing. Without you, I can do nothing, but I can do all things through Christ who strengthens, Lord God. So I just thank you, Lord God, giving me an opportunity just to do what you call me to do, Lord God. And that's to pray, that's to intercede and step on behalf of your people, Lord God. And I touch and agree with Dr. Wilkes, Lord God, that you're doing a new thing in baby Michael, Lord God. That you shrinking that mass, Lord God. You're cursing that cancer at the root, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Let his parents be a testimony how you healed their baby and delivered their baby, Lord God. And we just come to give you the praise and give you the glory for doing it, Lord God. And we say thank you for being our Abba, Father. Thank you for being our healer. Thank you for being our deliverer, Lord God. And we give you the praise and the glory right now. We come please the blood, of Jesus over the atmosphere. And we drive out everything in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit and loosen the Holy Spirit to saturate the atmosphere because we're not fighting against flesh and blood or principalities in high places, Lord God. And so we thank you right now for being Dr. Jesus or baby Michael, being Dr. Jesus for all the sick and the shut in all over the land, Lord God. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We thank you for continuously covering the visionary of his mind, Lord God, covering him with your blood, Lord God. Aretha, covering him with your blood, Lord God. The family, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. And we just thank you, Lord God. And we ask you for our excited survivors. Since I've been in Michigan the last 2 days, there's been so many shooters and killers, Lord God. Signs of violence all over the world, Lord God. Expose the shooters, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. Reveal, snatch the covers back. Right now, in the name of Jesus, may it be a peaceful place where you can walk out your door and not be afraid, Lord God. In every city, in every state, is violence, God. We ask you to silence the violence. Your word said our walls should be salvation and our gates should be praise, Lord God. So we thank you for praising right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for peace in the United States, peace in the nation, in the mighty name of Jesus in the world, God. We ask you for peace right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. In your precious son Jesus' name I pray, amen, amen, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We love you, we need you, we're nothing without you.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now.
God bless you.
Good morning.
Mother Sydney.
Good morning, Dr. Wilf. We thank and praise God for you all, for setting the atmosphere in prayer. Have to say good morning, Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of us is in love with the Holy Spirit? Glory to God. How many of us have an intimate relationship with God? Hallelujah. We thank and praise God on today. Today is open forum. Yay. I get excited, amen, when I come up on the line. Whatever state that I'm in, glory to God, I tell you, when I come up on the line, it's just like, you know, when you're a radio broadcaster, you know, you might feel some kind of way in your body or your throat or whatever, you know, might not feel good. But, oh, when you get to the audience, glory to God, because, see, we don't know what's going on with somebody else, and we might be that encourager for somebody else, glory to God. And we might be hard-pressed, we might be in the press, glory to God, but somebody else might need to hear a word from us, or somebody might need to hear a song, amen, glory to God. But we welcome you to open form, hallelujah. Place where you can ask your questions, comment, give your praise report, testimony, word of knowledge. Amen. God may give you a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And we just welcome you on the conference line. All you have to do is just star six. Hallelujah. And then on the Blog Talk Radio, you just press one on your dial, Mr. Brian, bring your cue. We love you all. Glory to God in Africa and Sierra Leone, over in Europe, and any other most part of the world that they may be listening to us. First responders, our vets, we love you. We send the love of God to your home. We send the love of God, amen, wherever you may be at. Just know that God have not forgotten you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Others might. Amen. Even your own. But God haven't forgotten you. God have not forgotten your deeds. God have not forgotten your love. God have not forgotten. I'm the Oshakaya. Thank you, Lord. I'm getting a little full here. God have not forgotten your sacrifice. Amen. Some gave sacrifice for the country. But most of all, you gave your life for your country. You gave your life to God. You made a sacrifice, amen. Glory to God to protect the country. In spite of, glory to God, you put your own life on the line. Hallelujah. And when you put your life on the line for the country, but when you put your life on the line for God, oh, my God, it's such a great reward. And so we thank you, Dad, and we thank you, glory to God, for putting your life on the line, amen. And all of our first responders, God bless you all. And we give a shout out, amen, to those who are behind the prison wall, to women's shelters. Hallelujah to the women's prison. God bless you. God sees you. God see every tear. God see every burden. God see every smile. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God see you. Amen. They see you. Amen. Amen. You might be locked behind the prison wall, but one thing I say, but don't let your mind be locked behind the prison wall. Continue to serve God. If you have not served him, you don't know him and the pardon of your sin, glory to God. Just give your life to him. Don't allow your mind to be locked up. Amen. Because you might physically be locked up, but guess what? When God saves you, he frees you. There's liberty. Where the joy of the Lord is liberty there. And so we just bless you and we encourage you, even as I'm encouraging you all. Hallelujah. You know, Mother Sydney is encouraging herself. We honor the visionary of the line. Amen. Administrator Brian, those are the behind the scene that does. She does an awesome job. Hallelujah. those that are behind the scenes that keep this going. Hallelujah. Dr. Wilkes, glory to God. I mean, oh, my God, not just a vet. Amen. But she's a veteran in the Lord. God has elevated her. She got a book that's coming out. Hallelujah, soon. And we just bless the Lord for all of you all on this line. Amen. On the Blog Talk Radio, we just sending love, myself and Prophet Matthew, glory to God. But, you know, I have a thought here. I thought about we are born to die. The first day that we are born, we are preparing to die. We're preparing to die. I think about how Solomon said, to every season, thank you, Lord. He said to every season, to everything, he said to everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
Sure,
there's a time for everything. Amen. And I think about how the spirit. And I think about how they're going through some things. Mother Sydney, you know, I'm just an open book, glory to God. Amen. And when we are going through some things, and when Solomon's talking about a season, there's a time for everything under the sun. There's a season for everything up under the sun. To everything, there is a season. For everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. And so I think about we are born to die. We are all born dying. We are all born dying. And so throughout our life, glory to God, we have trials and tribulation, amen. And what they do is they come to reveal, amen, the strength of our faith. They come to test the strength of our faith. They come to reveal the strength of our faith. But when we have these trials, amen, it depends on how you go through them. Because if we deny to ourselves living in a bubble that we don't have no trouble, if we deny to ourselves that we don't give in to anger, we don't give in to bitterness, if we deny ourselves and we say that when things happen in our life and we start blaming other people, thank you, Lord, we start blaming other people for our problem, you know that we miss out on the big picture, what God is trying to teach us in life and what we're going through and how he's trying to advance us spiritually, where he want to take us from glory to glory to glory. On last night, I was having a little moment. Amen. And I'm like, God, I said, I'm in the press. I said, but it don't feel good. I said, I'm in the press, God. I said, it don't feel good. Hallelujah. I said, God, I said, I'm pressed down, but I'm not in distress. I need your Shekiah, God. I said, I'm pressed. I said, but I'm not in distress. Hallelujah. And when you're able to say that, because when the pressing comes in your life, and that pressing is a trial, amen, glory to God, it's a tribulation, it's a testing. When you are in the press, it's just like when the olive oil, amen, they take the olive oil, the olive, amen, and to get that fine oil, it has to go through a pressing. It has to go through an extraction. It's just like when you juice, when you have a fruit in your hand and you want an apple, orange, a beet or whatever, you want that juice from out of the fruit. What are you going to do? You're going to put it in the press. You're going to put it in the fruit extraction. And when you put that fruit in the fruit extraction, and I, you glory to God, I look at, have a fruit extractor, I look at how that instrument turns that fruit. It's pressing on that fruit. And so when you are in the press, in the trials of your life, it's pressing some things in you and it's pressing some things out of you. So we can say, I can say that I'm in the press, but I'm not in distress. I think about how Paul, when he said, he says it really well in 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. He says it well to us that he says that we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. He said, all these things we are, but we ain't hopeless, but we're not destroyed. He said, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed. He said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. And so these trials will come. It's to perfect something in us. Amen. They're to perfect something in us, patience, long-suffering. And so Paul said, we know there's trouble on every side. You know, and this other NIV, I like what it says. I don't think this is the NIV. But he said, we are hard-pressed on every side. He said, but not crushed. He said, perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not abandoned. He said, struck down, he said, but not destroyed. And here, these four statements that Paul is giving us, it really describes us. It describes who you are. It describes the true condition of a believer, I said, of myself in this dying world that we living in. We know that we're gonna come across a lot of experience in our life and in our walk with Christ. We're not always gonna be pressured. We're not always gonna be perplexed. It will happen. It'll happen one day. Amen. Glory to God, because God is trying to work something out of us to put all of him that he may come alive. He said we are dying every day that Christ may come alive in us. So with that old man is being crushed out, that the new man may become alive. We will not face opposition on a daily basis, but sometime we will. But we have to be ready. And then he says, struck down but not destroyed. Yeah, we may be struck down sometime, but we're not going to be destroyed. And so we know that Paul is trying to tell us here in 2 Corinthians, amen, the 4th chapter, the 8th through the 10th verse, what he's trying to tell us, even though we're going to be hard-pressed, amen, even though we are troubled on every side, amen. And I think about the word press, amen. I think about how when you crowd of people, remember the woman with the issue of blood? But she would say, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, she knew that she would be made whole. She had that faith to press through. And I think about the word press. It's like when you're walking through a crowd, people are literally pressing up against you. Let me get a good example. Black Friday sales. When everybody's trying to get in a Walmart, what are they doing? They're pressing. Oh, but don't you fall. Don't fall, because they're going to walk all over you. Their mind is gone. They're going to walk all over you. And so you're in the crowd, And so as I was talking about the wine, about the olive, amen, or we could think of grape in the wine press, you know, the pressure, amen, the pressure of life is the same way. It squeezes us, but we're not crushed. The pressure of life squeezes us, but we're not pressed. Amen. And so when you put something in that wine press, and when you put the grape in the wine press, and you want olives and you put it in a pressing, you just want the finer things that comes out of that olive. And that is what God is doing for us. And so, yes, we made the NLT tells us we are pressed on every side by trouble, but we are not crushed. The other Bible says, the CP Bible said, we catch it on every, it said we catch it from every direction, but we don't let them squeeze the life out of our, the life out of us. Hard pressed on every side. We are never hemmed in. All these different versions that says this in this parallel about the Bible. So we are pressed, amen, but we're not defeated. That was Paul is saying, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We might have troubles. We might be perplexed. Glory to God. But we're not in distress. We might be perplexed. He said, we are perplexed. That's what Paul said. We are perplexed, but not in distress. Thank you, Lord. We're perplexed, but not in distress. We don't despair. We're not in desperation. Glory to God. Because we might be perplexed. We might be confused by what is going on in our life. Why is life throwing a curveball at me? Why is life throwing everything plus the kitchen sink at me at one time? Because if the Lord said he'll be before you, why am I feeling these hits? Why am I feeling these, amen? Hallelujah, these blows that's come to try to knock me out. Why am I feeling so fatigued like I've been in a war zone and up on the front line? Amen. But Paul tells us, he said, we're perplexed, but not in distress. That spirit man is not in distress. That spirit man is being made strong. I mean, the spirit man is being made strong in us. And one thing that I found out, thank you, Lord, I found out in those moments, and when I'm in distress, when I'm perplexed, when trouble is on every end, glory to God, when it appears to seem like trouble is coming, not appear, but trouble, these trials, they're hitting me, boom, 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 boom. Like Lady Oshakiah, like it's not giving you a chance to breathe. It's like boom, boom, boom. Oh my God. You're being tossed and driven. You really can't even get your own thought process together. But one thing that I found out in those moments, that all we have to do is cry out to God. Oh God. Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, Jesus. You might not even have a prayer. You might not can't even pray. Oh, Shekiah. But all you have to do is just moan. Yeah. God hears and understands every moan and every groan. I tell you, I think of the old mothers. But they on their knees praying. Help by needy old Shekiah, God. Yes, Lord, I think of these mothers and how they will be on their knees praying. And all of a sudden, the old mother come on like, just humming and moaning. Ooh, Ahaya. I tell you, from her belly, from that spirit, man, it's coming out. Glory to God. And I hear a wailing coming up out of them. Hallelujah. Hear a wailing. Somebody will say, Jesus. Woo! Somebody will say, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. That's all you could hear. Jesus. They're calling on Jesus. Oh, Jesus. They keep calling. And that's what you got to do. You got to keep calling Jesus. Call him. Keep calling him. Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. And you keep calling him to until the answer. He already answered. But you have to wait on the manifestation of his presence. And Abba Nido Shakaya God. And when you keep calling him, he'll show up. He already heard the call because the angel that he have assigned to your life. Edgar, Nadeo Shakaya God. He's taking the word to the word. Hallelujah. He's taking the word to the word. He said, Jesus. You're calling Jesus. Oh, Jesus. You're calling on him from your belly. Amen. Glory to God. And here Paul is letting us know that we, even though we persecuted, glory to God, we're not forsaken. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That means that you might be, he said you might be persecuted. Amen. Glory to God. On every end, the world, glory to God, is persecuting you for what? For your belief, amen. The world is persecuting you what? Because you're becoming to be in the image of God. The world is being, have persecuted you, glory to God, and got your name out on the highway, glory to God, and saying all manner of evil against you. But yet you don't hold it against them. But Paul said, we are persecuted, we are perplexed, but we are not in despair. But we are not cast down. He said, persecuted but not forsaken. Persecuted but not forsaken. Another author say we are persecuted but not abandoned. God say that he'll be with you always until the end of the earth. There is never, 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 never when you're persecuted, there's never a moment of rest. There's never a moment of rest. There's never a moment of rest. Glory to God. Think about when Jesus was persecuted. Amen. Where he had to take up our cross. He had to take up a cross in the sins of the world. Glory to God. He had to bear the sins of the world upon his shoulder. And he didn't say a mumbling word. Amen. Glory to God. And so all of these personal experiences, amen, all these trials and tribulations, glory to God, that you're going through, glory to God, you have chosen to take up your cross and follow Christ. When Paul said we're persecuted, I think about when people that hunt after animals, they said we are hunted down. Enemy hunts us down, glory to God. We are hunted down. How does it feel when you're hunted down? Just imagine how an animal feel. Oh, yesterday, the grandkid, my granddaughter and her friend, well, her cousin, they came over and they were in a pool. And in my backyard behind the fence, there's a creek area back there, and there's a lot of trees back there. And as they was in the pool, all of a sudden we saw a deer. My grandbaby said, Granny, look at that reindeer. They saw a deer. They was excited. And the deer was just looking at them. We were just looking at the deer. And the deer was just coming closer. He was looking. We were looking at him. He was looking at us. I don't know if it was a girl or not, but it looked like a girl. To me, it did. You know, I'm just looking at the face of it. And it kept coming. I'm like, God, is this deer going to come here over the fence in his yard. I got getting this up in his pool with them. And I'm like, oh, Lord. And I told my granddaughter, I said, girl, get the water gun. I told her, get the water gun. I said, squirt the water gun out there. And he kind of ran, and he looked back, and he came back. Amen. I guess he was just more inquisitive than we were because we were just looking at each other. The kids were looking at each other. He probably was wondering, what are they doing in that big old round thing? But I guess the deer heard the water, and it probably intrigued him. Glory to God. And so I think about how even with our life, amen, when the door of opportunity swings open, amen, and what it does, it swings on the hinge of opposition, the doors of opportunity. Thank you, Lord. It swings on the hinge of opposition. Hallelujah. The doors of opportunity swings on the hinges of opposition. The door of life swings on the hinges of opposition. This is what Paul is letting us know. Opposition is there. Amen, but don't let it deter you. Opposition is there, but don't let it deter you whatsoever. Amen. And we think about how when he said that we're persecuted, but not forsaken. We might be cast down, but we're not destroyed. Glory to God. And so we know that through Christ Jesus that we're able to, we know we can make it. We are not abandoned by God. God will never abandon us. In his word, he let us know. He said, the Bible says the steps of a good man is ordered by the Lord. He tells us in all our ways, acknowledge him and what he's going to do. Once we acknowledge him, he's directing our path. And so he's not a man that he should lie. He's not a man. He's not going to lie. And when he sent his word out, it goes out what it's supposed to purpose, and it will never return unto him void. It returns to him fulfilled. But Jesus tells us, he said, I came not to do away with the law. He said, but I came to fulfill it. Glory to God. He said, I came to fulfill the law. And so he letting us know that I'm with you always. He have not deserted us. He have not left us alone. He never abandoned us. Hallelujah, and so we shouldn't abandon him. I think about the footprint in the sand and how when it starts out with two footprints, but when adversity in life, when pressures in life come, sometimes when you see the two footprints, the two sets of footprints, and then all of a sudden there's only one, we asking God the question, Lord, where were you at? Where were you? He said, I was right there carrying you. He said, you couldn't take it anymore. And so I had to carry you. And that is what God is doing with us and through us today. He's carrying us when we have these trials that come to make you strong. When we have these tests and we're in a wine press, we're in the olive press. Glory to God. We might be cast down, but we're not destroyed. Hallelujah. And God, he has given us, I think about what, the Great Commission. When Christ called us to be a follower of him, and he told us to go out into the world and make disciples. When he told us to go out into the world, thank you, Lord. When he told us to go out into the world and make disciples, amen, that means that our problems, our situations, our circumstances, amen. Glory to God, we put all of that behind us. Amen. He said, go into the world. He commanded us to go into the world and make disciples. And so when you go out into the world and make disciples, guess what? You're going to be hard-pressed. There's going to be trouble on every side. But you're going to be in distress. You're going to be perplexed, Paul said, but not in despair. Because, well, God gave us that commission to go. He gave us all authority. He let us know that all authority has been given to us. He's given us all authority. So it means that he is what? He's transferring his spirit. He's transferring his power onto us to go out. It's a challenge. Amen. Glory to God when you're going out. Amen. You see, you see like a good example growing up. Amen. As a child, you'll see a neighborhood bully who always wanted to fight you. Glory to God. Amen. I'm thinking of when you're young and you're going out and you're giving your life to God, and here it is, you got a neighborhood bully that's gonna come up. Amen. And try to scare you. Amen. Try to threaten you. Amen. And yet that's Satan's imp using them. Amen. The Antichrist using them. Don't know God. Amen. Already lost. Already scared and perplexed his own self because he been hurt. He trying to hurt somebody else. He have not been healed. Here it is. He hide behind being a bully. Might have been abused or is being abused at home. And then he come out and take that out on someone else. Glory to God. But yet we have to stand. And we have some adults or bullies. Amen. That bully come in your face. Hallelujah. Trying to make you reject God and take down and don't stand on your faith. But Paul let us know that hard hits will not destroy us. He said you might be persecuted, but you're not forsaken. You might be cast down. He said, but then you ain't going to be destroyed by it. So these hits in life, he said, you're not going to be destroyed by it. They came to make you strong. They came to give you patience. Amen. And so we Paul is encouraging us that you can make it. You can make it. He said, always, because he said in verse 10, he said, always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus Christ may be made manifest in our body. And so what is trying to happen? That the life of Christ may be manifest in our body. So that the Christ that's in me is greater than the God that's in this world. The God that's in me is greater than the God that's in this world. And so guess what? He's given us power. He's given us authority to cast out devils. He's given us authority, amen, to command peace, amen, when there's trouble in the atmosphere. Hallelujah. He's given us authority to command our atmosphere, to speak to the dead bones, glory to God, that's in your life, amen, to prophesy, as he told Ezekiel, a prophesy, amen, to these dead bones, glory to God, prophesy to the east, prophesy to the west wind. Oh, glory to God. He told him to prophesy. Hallelujah. And that's what we have to do. Amen. Glory to God. Those things that are weighted down in our lives, glory to God. He said we have to prophesy to those things. We have to speak to those things as though they are. Amen. We have to speak it so that what the manifestation, amen, of Christ may be made in our body, that the life also of Jesus Christ might be made manifest in our body. That the Christ of Jesus, that the life of Jesus Christ may be manifest in our body. That's what we have to do. That's why Paul is encouraging us. He said, we are troubled on every side. He said, no, we are. This is a present. You're going through it. Amen. You were born to die. Hallelujah, glory to God. As soon as you say hello world, you're saying goodbye world. Because you were born to die. Glory to God. And Solomon let us know, he said, there's a purpose. He said, there's a season. There's a purpose for every season up under the sun. There's a time to what? Time to laugh, time to cry, time to die. Hallelujah, time to live. There's a time for everything. And there's going to be a season where you're going to be hard-pressed. Hey, glory to God. There's going to be a season that you're going to be trouble on every side. Paul is letting us know, you might be in that season of being trouble, but he said you're not cast down. He said, but you're not in distress. You're going to be in a season where you're perplexed, he said, but not in distress. You might not understand. You might be confused about some things. Hallelujah. He said, but you're not going to be in despair. You're not going to be in despair. And so as Paul continued to encourage us, amen, but I like the seventh verse before we being cast down or being destroyed. Amen. We're in trouble. I like what the seventh verse says because it says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. This is powerful, what Paul is saying. Let me go and read the first verse and read up to the seventh. He said, therefore, seeing we have this ministry. He's letting us know that therefore, seeing we have this ministry. As we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hidden, it is hidden to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world have blinded the minds of them which believe not. He said, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves. We don't preach about ourselves. We don't come in our name, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves, your servant, for Jesus' sake. For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, has shined in our heart to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. In verse 7, that's when he said, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the power may be God and not us. I like how he encouraged them. Amen. I like how he talks about our ministry. And then it's just like he gave us all that was good. And then he let us know that we are troubled. He's still letting us know as a born-again believer. Amen. He said we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, cast down, but not destroyed, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. Glory to God. I tell you, the word of God will encourage you. Amen. If you want to be encouraged, the word of God will encourage you if you want to be encouraged. As born again, I believe that saints of God, we cannot give ourselves a pity party. We cannot drown ourselves in pity. Yeah, sometimes we want to do it. Yeah, we definitely want to do it. We want to do it, glory to God. But get down, thank you, Lord, get down, like you say, to the nitty-gritty of this word of what Paul is telling us. Ask yourself a question. Are you under pressure? Yes. Do you get confused sometimes? Yes. Do you face hardship? Do you face criticism? Do you face harsh criticism? Have you faced harsh criticism? Yes, yes, yes. Are you knocked down sometimes? These are all the questions from the scripture. Yes. Guess what? That's life. That's life. That's life. That's reality. That's life. That's the reality. That's the truth, amen, of all of us born-again believers that is followers of Jesus Christ. You thought it might have been, you thought it might have, would have been something different. But no, it's not different. There's no different. Because if Jesus went through those things, amen, we're going to go through those things. Hallelujah. If Jesus went through these things, we're going to go through these things. So all we have to do, the Great Commission, so we better get back recruiting. Being a recruiting officer, really, that's what it is, disciples of Christ. It's recruiting officers. Amen, officers. Glory to God, because you have signed up in the army of the Lord when you gave your life to Christ. You have signed up to become his disciple. When you sign up to become Christ, it does not mean that you're going to have a free pass in life. Uh-uh. It does not mean that you're going to have a free pass in life. Glory to God. It does not mean that. You're not going to have a free pass in life. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so I'm just here on this morning just to encourage. First, guess what Mother Sydney did? I just encouraged my own self. I encourage my own self, because sometimes in this life, you have to encourage yourself. Oh, my God. I was pressed. I was in the press on last night. Really didn't get a lot of sleep from 2nd Corinthians in the 4th chapter, 10, 8 through the 1st. Talking about being in the press. I was in the press. Amen. Felt it. But I was not broken, nor was I in distress. I was broken, but I wasn't in distress. Hallelujah. So Paul, he's encouraging us in this time. And we have to be encouraged for one another. Amen. Sometimes, what the songwriters say, you have to encourage yourself.
Yes.
Glory to God, you have to encourage yourself when you're going through, when you're going through some things. You have to encourage yourself in the midnight hour. Oh, hallelujah. You have to encourage yourself in the midnight hour. Glory to God. But no one else is there. But God said he's there. Hallelujah. Sometimes you might not even feel like it, even in your body. But guess what? You have to keep pressing upward. You have to keep pressing upward bound. Upward bound. Glory to God. Upward bound. Amen. You have to continue to keep looking to the hill for which coming your help, because your help comes from the Lord. And I remember, what day was that? Was it Wednesday? It's on the conference line. It was Tuesday night. I was in the ER, but yet I was listening to the conference line. Came in, but I really couldn't. I would have responded, but I couldn't really respond.
Yeah, Monday.
But I was going to respond in the midst of all of those people that was there, because they probably could have, they would have heard my testimony. They probably could have, would have got saved. But yet, I was willing to do it. But glory to God, I'm like, the prophet said, Mother, we understand. And I thank God for that. Amen.
That's it.
Because God, you know, he give us wisdom. Amen.
Yes.
God, sometimes you just don't know who around you. Who know who? Everybody ain't saved. Hallelujah. And it's not meant. It really was meant, because my life experience is for ministry. It's not for every time Dick and Harrington hear it on the whim, but it's
yes.
for ministry. It's for to heal, deliver, set free. Amen. Let the person know that you is not alone. You are not alone. And that was Paul letting us, even though you was perplexed, so you was in distress, amen, you're not alone. We're never alone. And so in these times of opposition, amen, when opposition come knocking at our door, we have to remember who we are in Christ. Amen. We have to continue to keep pressing upward bound. We used to have a program in the school system, in the Illinois school system down here in the Midwest. They used to have a upward bound program. And the upward bound program was for those overachievers. Amen. Those overachievers. Amen. It would press them. It would always keep pressing them and keep pressing them. And I said it would keep challenging them to keep moving to excel higher and higher and higher. And this is what the word of God is telling us. Even though Paul said we are troubled on every side, yet
yes.
not in distress. Glory to God. Yeah, well, you trouble, but you ain't in distress. Keep it moving. He said, we are perplexed, but not in despair. Keep it moving. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Keep it moving. He said, cast down, but not destroy. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. That's what he said, always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus Christ may be manifested in our body. Keep it moving. Keep it moving, Mother Sydney. Keep it moving, Dr. Wilf. Keep it moving, Prophet Matthew. Keep it moving, Mother Smith. Amen, Mother Gwen. Keep it moving, Administrator Brian. Keep it moving, saints of God. Keep it moving. That's what we have to do. We got to keep it moving. But on last night, I didn't feel like keeping it moving. The body didn't feel like keeping it moving, but I kept it moving. Even in my spirit, I'm talking to the Lord to help me to understand all these things that are hitting me. I said, the things that are hitting again, glory to God, with my daughter. I said, Lord, the things that are hitting me again, Lord God, with myself. I'm like, oh, God, just take me in your arms and rock me. And I was crying out to the Lord. I said, Lord, hug me. I said, my daughter need a hug from you. I said, hug her, Lord God. Hug her. Just hug her. She needs to feel your presence as I'm yet still encouraging her. Yet don't know. I'm like, God, I need to be encouraged. But as I was encouraging her, I encouraged myself. I'm encouraging myself. You know why I'm encouraging myself? Hallelujah. Because when I'm able to encourage her and I see her encouraged, guess what? Mother's sitting to get encouraged the more. And as we encourage one another, the old Shekinah God, Lord, I feel the anointing coming up my feet right now. I feel the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And so when we encourage, amen, one another and encouraging her, I get encouraged the more. What am I doing? Mother sitting, you keep it in mind. You keep it in moving, amen. Because you're a disciple of Jesus Christ. You're keeping it moving, glory to God. These are the tests and trials that come to make you strong. Glory to God. They come to press out They come to press out the old man. That what? That the new man may live, amen. That the life also of Jesus Christ may be manifested in our body. Oh, glory to God. That the life of Jesus Christ may be manifested in my body. You have to go through the pressing. You have to go through the grinding. You have to be in the press. Oh, glory to God. No, it don't feel good. Hallelujah. But every time you're in the press, hallelujah. Anyhow. They got a song talking about hallelujah anyhow. You know, your troubles, they'll get you down. They will get you down. But you don't stay down. Hallelujah. They'll get you down. We have to be real. They will get you down, but you don't stay down there. A just man, you know, a righteous man, a just man, he'll fall 7 times, but then what? He keep getting back up. Even when Jesus was going to the cross, stumbled. And that centurion soldier took his cross and what? He was really bearing his own cross. He didn't even know that. When he took Jesus' cross and helped Jesus carry, he was helping Jesus carry that cross. He was bearing his own cross. He told us to what? To pick up our cross and follow him. And that's what he did. All of that came to plan. All that came to life. All of it, what he was saying in his word. The word came to life. Amen. And so on this morning, conference line, Blog Talk Radio, wherever you may be at in the world on today, wherever situation you may be in, that you may be looking at, hallelujah, that you may be going through or might be coming your way, continue to keep it moving. Keep it moving. Amen. And learn from our Savior Jesus Christ. All tells us again, we are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in distress, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Be encouraged. Amen. Be encouraged. Encourage yourself daily. Encourage yourself throughout the day. Set your atmosphere. But the Bible tells us, think on these things. Think on what's good and what's up in heaven. Think on that which is good. Think on that which is perfect. Amen. Think on those things. It's lovely, pure, a virtue. Amen. Think on those things that are above. Cast your affection of things above. Look above. Look up. Thy redemption draws nigh. Look up. Look up. Amen. Because ain't nothing down looking down. What's down there? What's down there? Death, distress. Amen.
Okay.
Hopelessness. Anytime you're walking with your head down, what you looking down for? What are you looking for? Ain't nothing down there. Amen. only time you ought to be looking down, amen, is to help a fellow sister or brother up. That's the only time you should be looking down. It's to help your sister or brother up. Help lift them up. Help lift them up. Jesus said, if I'm lifted up in the world, he said, I'll draw all men unto him. We have to lift up the name of Jesus Christ. Amen, because we were born to die. Amen, we were born to die. Amen. Die to ourselves, that Jesus, the life of Jesus Christ may be manifested in our body. God bless you all. God bless you, Prophet Matthew. God bless you on this morning.
God bless you, too, Mother Thelma Sidney. And that's one of the books of the Bible. That's one of my favorite ones there, 2 Corinthians 4, because it explores so many things as it relates to that scripture, from having this treasure to knowing that it's what we teach is his. The head because of the God of this world. And it's everything coming in at us at every turn and every place. We have to just stay steadfast in the word of God. It's unmovable in the things of the Lord God. So that's one of those scriptures, Mother, that you broke down real well today, Mother, and bless my spirit as well as I was listening in. You were talking about in the kingdom, many people don't realize there's a showdown. And in the middle of the showdown, we have to still maintain the crown of God. We have to still maintain our relationship with God in the midst of the showdown. Because the body of Christ and the believer, I'm telling you, there's some things going on that we have to maintain in spite of what it looks like. So I just thank God for this word on today. And you were sharing with us about the things that are going on in your body, the thing that you're dealing with, and why you're dealing with those things, you're still retaining the strength and the integrity of God. Amen. All in the midst of those things, you're still holding on to his unchanging hand. And that's the power of the Spirit of the Lord God. Everything looks like it's coming at you, but it's not taking you out. Everything is coming at you, but it's not taking the purpose and the mandate on our life. So as believers and saints of God, we're recognizing and realizing that the power internally to present the kingdom of God externally cannot be defeated as long as we stay in his presence. And that's the power. As long as we stay in his presence, many things will work in the favor of us as believers. Because we have a kingdom currency in the earth, man. I'm telling you, we need that kingdom currency. And the people and the kingdom currency in the earth, man, God is calling for us to be that voice. Telling you, be that voice. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I thank God for it, Mother. Yes, Lord, it's the power of the glory of God and being able to do what we do in spite of all that is coming our way, all that we're dealing with. We're changing the atmosphere when things are coming in at every side, to the left, to the right, to the east, to the west. We just continue to stand that powerful place in the kingdom of God on today. I thank God for you, Mother Thelma Sidney, once again, being a fire starter in the morning, and setting the tone for the presence of God to be released on this day in life, to be changed by the powerful word of God that's coming from out of your mouth. So we thank God for you on today. Glory to God. I thank God. Boy, I tell you, right on time, a timely word for a time like this. A timely word for a time like this. And God, on today. All right, Mother, we're going to take a quick commercial. And I tell you, we'll be right back after this commercial. Thank you, God, and we're going to open up the line.
Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet Laron Matthews and Restoration Foundation, Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.WeRestoreYou.org. That's WeRestoreTheLetterU.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless you.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreYou, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com.
Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org.
Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Get ready for the Ultimate Conference.
The Ultimate Conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11.
It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
On the Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. Laron Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love,
September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by
the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas.
Call to make reservation to area code 210-654-3800.
September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio
in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Prophet Laron Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet Laron Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Well, Mother, I tell you once again, you hit a home run on today with that word of God and that scripture on today, blessing the lives of so many people on today. We just thank God for allowing the Lord to use you as a conduit to change the lives through the word of God on today. So we thank God for you on today. Amen. All right, saints of God, we're preparing ourselves to for our prayer tonight, 7 o'clock p.m. at 231 East 146th Street in Harvey, Illinois. We'd love to see you in the building for a powerful prayer time. Intercessors and ministry gifts will come forth and pray. We'll be standing in the gap in this month of the assembly of God through the acceleration that has already blown through the city, town, and nation. So we're looking forward to that. Also, if you're in the Chicagoland area, join us tomorrow evening, 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be celebrating Bishop Ernest Orr's 57th church celebration. It's just right up the street from us on the corner of 146 and Hofstede, right there with the great kingdom leader and his awesome wife. Join us tomorrow, 7:00 p.m. We know that the Lord has something for his people on tomorrow. And then we'll be joining our great friend and kingdom leader and son in the gospel, Apostle Molly Simmons and Eugenie Simmons, for their church 5th year celebration. Saturday evening at 3 p.m. We know God is doing some mighty things for them in that ministry there. Excitement is always in the spirit, and God is doing something great. We're thanking God for the great presence of God in that city, town, and region. And blessing God for all that he's doing with the people of God. All right, anybody got any questions, comments, or statement on today? From that awesome word of God that was shared by Mother Sydney on today, we just thanking God for you, you, and you on this day. All right, if you're on the conference line, hit 1. If you're on the, on the blog talk radio side, you can hit 1, and we'll bring you in. If you are on the conference side, 6-6, and come in and share your praise report or make a comment or ask a question on today. Mother, thank you again. I'm telling you, these are the times where the word of God is really having free course in the lives of so many people. I'm telling you, the kingdom of God needs a word like this. Man, we have this treasure in the earthen vessel of God. And even though we may be troubled on every side, we still have God hand on it. That don't let us be perplexed. The powerful thing about that scripture is we always bearing about in the body of the dying of the Lord. So we that body for him, we that conduit, we that anointing that God has for us. Amen. Anyone have a question or comment on today?
God bless you, man of God. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you, man of God, as well. Bless the Lord.
Bless you, sir. Bless you. Good morning, Mother Sydney. Bless you, woman of God.
Amen.
I'm telling you, you released from a powerful place this morning, Mother Sydney. I'm like you, Prophet. That's one of my favorite pastor scriptures. Amen. Where Apostle Paul telling you he released from a powerful place in his teaching, addressing the people, man, of the mysteries and the secrets, kingdom of God, man, where the treasure lies. But there's a question I want to ask y'all that y'all can dialogue from that I normally ask many times. The question through what Mother Sydney what she released this morning concerning even those pastor scriptures. Do y'all believe or is what is it? I'm talking about the believers now. What is it that when it comes to the believers to this place, where is it where they don't know or have a lack of understanding, or is it that they choose not to know and understand? When you're teaching from this place concerning the power, concerning the glory of God, concerning the things of God that we carry as believers, for us to operate and demonstrate from this place, is it because the believer don't know? Or is it because they choose not to know? You know, I have to know. I have to understand it, but it's just that sometimes we ask that question to the church world because of what we see manifesting in the church world.
Mm-hmm.
So I ask that question if y'all can understand it from that place, because Mother Cindy brought out a lot of key points, but we know many believers are challenged through their walk when it comes to understanding what's in them. So can y'all dialogue on that a little bit?
Apostle Simmons, I believe it's an individual thing, because once you're born again, it's with experience, because of when you're a baby in Christ, you know, and these things start hitting you. You really don't understand. You don't understand it. You don't know nothing about it. But as you develop in maturity in the Lord, now if you understand and you don't choose to allow being perplexed in that situation to make you, or allow the manifestation of Jesus Christ's life to be manifested in you, then you have that. You have a choice, and they do have a choice. God give all of us. They have a choice not to do. They have a choice not to recognize. You know, like there's nothing wrong. Not me. But yet, you're dealing with, and you know how you could tell most of the time, it manifests in their body. It manifests in their life, and it's like reoccurring things that happen. But yet, you know, once the believer, because if we read God's word and we hear what Apostle Paul is saying, you know, he said we are perplexed. We are. It's a present tense now. You have to receive it, you know, and but yet some believers, they said, no, Paul talking about in his time. No, he ain't talking about just in his time. He's talking about a believer's life. That was Paul was to us about a believer's life. And these are the things, and he's just like giving us warning. This is what you're going to go through. These are the things that's going to come up against you, but you have to accept. But some just don't want to accept. You know, in the natural world, you have people that are born with a silver spoon. In the spiritual world, I mean, in a born-again believer's life, some of them are born with a silver spoon in their mouth. They ain't never went through nothing. Nothing. They have never went through anything because they got that protective barrier. And then when the real world starts to come up against them, they don't know really what to do. Because what, they had to shelter from the parents, and they never had, and they leaned on their parents' salvation, and because they don't have no salvation. They never developed their life with Christ and walk with Christ. And so in that sense right there, they don't even know because they're blind. Bible tells what, they got ears and can't hear, and they got eyes and they can't even see because what? They never developed their walk with Christ. That's my take on it, my aspect on it, and various walk, because it's an individual walk.
Yeah, that's good, mother. That's good right there, too, mother. Also, in that scripture, and Second Corinthians 4:1, one of the things that Paul is saying in this particular writing to the church at Corinth, and especially chapter 4, he said, in the ministry that we have, we're going to have adversity. And so in knowing that we're going to have adversity in this ministry, and then you see the word, don't faint because those that we're reaching out to is not getting it. There's still principalities and powers and rulers in the earth realm that are working against those that you are ministering to. So if we're preaching the gospel and it appears that it's not reaching them, it's because the God of this world had blinded the mind. He didn't say the eyes, he said blinded their mind. So their mind is blinded. So under the unforeseen circumstances of your preaching, God is still with you. But if it did not get to them, it's because the God of this world had blinded their mind. Their mind can't receive it because the cerebellum and the cerebrum of the mind is carrying the sensory of the world, and they're not hearing what you're saying. Then he goes on in the next verse to tell us that even though that's happening, let me share something with you. You have a treasure in earthen vessels that the excellency of God may be the excellency of God is of him and not of us. So in your preaching and in the things of God, even if you miss it on that end, don't feel that God has missed you because if you operate in any other way, the excellency of God, this treasure in your earthen vessel, this is not about you. This thing is not about you. You are a treasure in an earthen vessel that the excellency and the mysteries of the kingdom of God is only being revealed in you. So everything you're watching and experiencing is not coming from you. It's coming from that treasure chest that God has put inside you that you're opening up individually, and you're allowing the Spirit of God to be released from that place. And from that place, these treasures are being released. And it has nothing to do with you. It has something to do with the presence of God in you. And then as we go down and tell the people, he said, you may be troubled on every side, but don't be distressed. You may be blessed, but don't be in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Because you are always, when the body and bearing the body of the dying of the Lord, you're the bearer of that. You're bearing it. So in being a bearer of that, you are a carrier of that. But God is always going to be with you. In other words, through trials, tribulation, and persecution, the kingdom of God, he's not going to let us go through more than what we're able to bear, but he's going to be there to sustain us. And the problem with most people, they were sold a ticket by the religious world that once you get saved, everything is going to be over. That's a lie. You're going to go through some things in the kingdom of God, and you're going to deal with persecution and suffering, and you're going to deal with trials and testing. But guess what? Here's what he said about that in James 1. Diverse kinds of temptation. See, when he talks about diverse, that's many times. You're going to dive into many things. Diverse kinds of temptation. But count it all joy when you deal with it. Count it all joy when you go through. Because it's through the power and the presence of God that's going to keep us and sustain us through all of these things. It's through the glory of God. So God is still going to take care of no matter who's coming in after. God is still going to take care of no matter what the adversity it is. God is still going to maintain his greatness. And for us believers, we have to know when we're dealing with trials and dealing with temptation, those trials that we're dealing with are all cases that we have victory through Jesus Christ. All of the challenges that we come through, we came through, that Yeshua experienced it. So we have the power to overcome that through his word. Amen. Hallelujah. That we bless the Lord. Thank you. And Apostle Sidney.
Sir. Amen. Your mother Sidney, y'all explained it so well, man of God, woman of God. You know, even in this prophet, I understand our place and our position as leaders, men and women of God that carry the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ, and why we should let the light of the glorious gospel shine unto the world, because it takes revelation out, and I think you brought it out, prophet, and now Mother Sidney brought it out as well. But Mother Sidney said, we have to make it personal And when she was giving an example about some people born with a silver spoon in their mouth and all they depend on was the people, the parents, the person, or whoever is in their life, they never experience hardship or challenges or struggles. The thing is it never becomes relational. And I'm talking about the believers now. It never becomes relational because y'all talking about this Thursday's relational open forum. It becomes relational. So they build their relationship with more of what they're common with, whether it's family or other people, not building, becoming relational with God. And you said it, we always what? Bearing the dying of our Lord Jesus Christ in our body. That becomes relational. So because they're so conformed to what they're common with from a world standpoint, because we're all born into sin, shaped in iniquity, but until we really become relational with God, and you brought it out about religion, tradition, how it indoctrinated people and messed so many people up. So they become relational with their denomination, association, relational with what's around them instead of them really coming into relationship with God for themselves. That's why the Bible tells us work out our own soul salvation. So when we come into that relationship with God, then we'll understand our identity. We'll understand our relationship with God. We understand who we are in God. Then we'll understand that when we go through trials and tribulation of life, we all are enduring some things. As Mother Sidney said, challenging a body. We all go through affliction. Different things that come up, that goes around. But we have to really know in our relationship with God that God is going to prevail. He'll never leave us nor will he forsake us. But if you look at the percentage of the church world, it's not from a place of judging the church, because we can rightly judge as believers, because the Bible says you know the tree by the fruit it bears. But when you look at the church world itself, and many are calling on the name of God, and they're saying that they have a relationship with God, but the attributes, the characteristic is saying something else concerning the church world. That's why the church world has been in mockery and caused the word of God to become non-effect for so long because of what people have seen from the church world, the religious world. That's why the younger generation, they really don't want church because what they have seen in church or through people that they have came common with and around and seeing what they do that caused the word of God to become non-effect or feel like they're not even loved from God. But if they had come into this place or made it relational, as Mother Sidney brought out, and personal, not depend on, again, your denomination or your religion or whatever, if you built that relationship with God, he's going to reveal to you the secrets, the mysteries of his kingdom that you will know the power and the glory that rests in you. Excellently, where the treasury is in us. But many people don't understand that it's in them, so that it can't be released from them because they don't really know and understand that it's there because what they had become common with. Prophet and Mother Sidney, I was thinking about how, I think you brought it out some time ago, Prophet, how, just think about how God created everything. Now, he created us as in the image and likeness of him. He created, you know, all the animals, birds, and everything else. Everything is in his pack. Everything is in his family. Now, if you look at it relational, you look at everything, how they flock together, if it's relational, from the animal kingdom and then into God's creation, which he created us, man. We have to look at the cunning and the craftiness of the enemy. Of how, again, she brought out the scripture about the God of this world has blinded the minds of them, believe not. Look at how it brought in confusion and division and brought out, it shifted the plan, the dynamics of God's plan for mankind, for our lives. Many people, I say sometimes the animal kingdom is smarter than the human kingdom because they actually do what they're supposed to do. But us, as humans, God's creation, we're next to him. And it's almost like the believers don't know what to do. I mean, I understand we're all on different levels of faith, but that's where I believe that we have to be open for God to teach us, train us, equip us. That's why I thank God for strong, authentic men and women of God that can impart into your life, encourage you, empower you. That's what we're supposed to be doing regardless. God said we're supposed to be what? Expanding the kingdom in the earth. We're supposed to be empowering the believers, and we're supposed to be evangelizing the sinners. That's what we're supposed to be doing, but we are fighting among each other because we don't understand the excellency of the power that's in us, that the glory should be God. God should be getting the glory. And I still remind the people, man, that's why God had to put the church on pause, man, to bring us out of them four walls of the building. He said, get it together, get it together, get it together. People still can't get it together, Prophet. Mother said,
mm-hmm.
That's why we are praying, we are preaching, we are prophesying, we encourage the people, get it together, get it together. But I know Bible prophecy is fulfilling itself, but I just thank God for your teaching this morning. A woman of God, because you came from a powerful place when you start dealing with that. And I know a lot of people may not understand it to the totality, but at least if you are a believer, whatever faith that you have, it ain't nothing but a grain of a mustard seed. Tap into it, and I believe that you will grow from that place because it becomes now relational. That's how God created everything, relational. We see the trend and pass on down. So if we can stay in that place, in our relationship with God, then we'll understand everything that goes on around us, everything that happened in our lives. We can still trust God through the adversity, through the persecution, through the turmoils of life. All of those things we have put our confidence and trust in God that he's gonna bring us out, because even if we are afflicted and taken away from him, he said better what? To be absent from the body, to be present with him. So That's my mindset on it, Doc. I know everybody's mindset ain't like that, man. But I just thank God that my mind ain't blind. Amen. Bless y'all on this morning.
Amen. Bless you too, man of God. Very true. That's very true in the kingdom of God. The call to do his will, the call to be that vessel for the kingdom of God, surely. Amen. Blessing the Lord unto that. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Anyone else today? Thank God for the word of God on today. Thank God for the word being released to his vessel. On today, Mother Philip, we bless the Lord for you. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thanking God for allowing the mighty hand of God to be release God's people, because so many people don't really understand this scripture until it's revealed to them. Mother Sidney and Apostle Simon, it has to really be revealed to them the power of God and the position that they have in the kingdom of God. We know that, man, that there's nothing that God wouldn't do for those who trust him and lean on him. Nothing that he won't do for those who trust him. It's a powerful time in the kingdom, but for the believer to really do it. Yeah, so I just thank God for what the Lord has spoken on today, release on this day. Hallelujah. It's blessing me today. Thank you, Lord. Amen. And I thank God for it. All right, thank you, God. Give God praise, glory, honor for the mighty works that are being released on today. And we thank God Monday night is a powerful night. Hearing the praise reporting, all of the mighty things that the Lord is doing for the saints of God. I'm telling you, this time of prayer and time of intercession and the breaking out and the breaking through for so many of God's people to walk in the purpose that God has for their life. That's a powerful place to be in a powerful presence to watch God move in the lives of his people. That's a powerful place to be in the kingdom of God. And we just thank God for the Spirit of the Lord God knowing how to arrest bring every spirit under arrest, that the lives of God's people might manifest through his word and through the kingdom of God. So we just thanking God on today for the word of God that's breaking through and we're watching the lives of the people be changed through the word of God. I just thank God for it on today. All right, thanks to God. Well, we're thanking God on today. And certainly continue to give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Take a commercial, and we will be right back. Telling you, thank you, Jesus, for the victory that is coming through the word of God on today.
Get ready for the ultimate conference. The ultimate conference. The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11. It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event, Mrs. Gina Rye.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by
the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries would like to thank you for your prayers and support. Prophet Matthews invites you to become a monthly partner to help reach souls of the nations all around the world. As a monthly partner with Prophet LaRon Matthews and Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries, you will be a vital part of the powerful end-time army that God is raising up to bring salvation, healing, and deliverance to the nations of this world. To help accomplish our God-ordained vision, you can sow your seed at www.werestoreyou.org. That's werestoretheletteru.org. Or call 708-377-6774. Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministries is a 501c3 tax-exempt ministry. God bless.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD. It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD, presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen. Available now. You can purchase your book at werestoreyou.org.
That's W-E-R-E-S-T-O-R-E, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com. Or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from werestoreyou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, PhD.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Order your copy today.
Prophet LaRon Matthews Ministries welcomes you to the Thursday Morning Open Forum with Prophet LaRon Matthews and co-host Evangelist Thelma Sidney. Together, by the grace of God, they have been given the opportunity to be a beacon of light to hurting people across the world that have questions they can ask during the forum that they feel uncomfortable asking anywhere else. So welcome, beloved, and we welcome your questions and comments. Hit star 6 now. God bless you.
Man. to something. Still doing what he needs to do in the earth realm.
Yes.
Where it may be fulfilled.
Yes, it is, Mama. And we just thank you, God, for another powerful word from the Lord on today. And many people need to get this word today, because in a troubling time, we still have to press in. In a difficult time, we still have to be that voice. In the hour where it appears that the favor that God is moving, still in authority. He's still changing. The clock is still ticking on the enemy. And the favor of God is still resting on humanity for those who trust him. Amen. On to that. But we thank God for it today. Amen. All right, Mother. Mother, tell me, can you pray once again? We thank God for Mother on today and the word that was released today. Mother, any final words, Mother?
Amen. One thing I would like to say was on the other night, it was on the line, and that young lady that gave that testimony, I was just so, I'm like, oh, my God, my heart was just so going out towards her and her peers and her peers, because I'm like, oh, my God. I said, Lord, I said, that gathering, I said, Lord, I said, would be an awesome gathering of young people to
absolutely
their voice up as one. Up as one, because they all are saying really the same thing. They just
same
need to
thing.
Be heard. They need to be heard. Because we have to realize as adults, in the era that we grew up in, you know, most of us had both of our parents. And so much, and they sheltered us and kept us really from a lot of things.
Yes.
We had our little pressures. We had our little ups and downs, but we had a village of people, too. We had a village. And today, they don't have that village. You know, they just, some of them just might have a grandmother. And then some of them, they don't have a grandmother, because you got mothers and grandmothers trying to be their friends and going out with them. I said, I don't think so. Because they have to be taught. They want to listen. They want advice. They don't like being in a situation because they don't understand it. They do not understand. And so my heart went out to the young lady. Amen. Glory to God. And then, God, how I rejoiced. And then I was sad. I rejoiced and I was sad. I was rejoicing because the Lord spared her life. Oh, my God.
Yes.
The Lord spared her life. The Lord spared her life. Because just hearing her testimony, you know, made me think about my own granddaughter. Glory to God. And I'm like, or, you know, sometimes, you know, I said, Lord, I thank God that I was there. I was there for my granddaughter, you know, yet still there. Because they're yet still facing issues, you know, and I still don't know how to live life, still bumping their heads, you know. But yet, she has someone there. And so, yet, even though I'm going through what I was going through, but yet I still heard her cry. I still heard her cry. And I'm like, oh, my God. I said, Lord, something has to be done. I said, not just in that state. It is worldwide.
Yeah.
Young people, it's worldwide. Of the masses. And so it's telling me that your work is not done. Our work is not done.
And
God say it's done till he take us off on this earth. It is not done. Glory to God and to let them see, you know, that as Paul said, it is not me, amen, that's doing it, but it's the Christ that is in me that's giving me the strength to do what I need to do. It's the Christ that's in me, glory to God, that you're seeking after. You're not seeking after me, but you're seeking after the Christ really that's in me. Because I'm dead.
Yeah.
I'm no longer there.
Yeah.
And so to our Blog Talk Radio listener across the world, God bless you. We thank and praise God for you, for the listening, for you taking this time out, because you have given your time. That's a way of giving to the Lord. You have given your time to the ministry. You're listening in. You comment. You're praying. We thank and praise God for prayers. And I'm a time. We thank and praise God for you, for your sacrifice, for your time. Amen. Your ways of giving. We thank and praise God for you. Because one thing that I've learned, that when God have given a person, man or woman, when he have given them a vision, and they're pursuing, they're carrying out that vision, you know already what the need is. You already know what the person going to be, that's going to come up, what's going to come up against them. You already know. Because what? Because they're carrying the gospel, they're carrying the vision, that the word of God may come alive upon the earth. That the vision and dream that God have given, put on the inside, may come what? Alive upon the earth, being disciples of Christ. And so you already know what it is it entails. And so we get behind the man and woman of God. Amen. That's carrying the gospel of Jesus Christ, not knowing any gospel, but the gospel of Jesus Christ, not their gospel, but the gospel of Jesus Christ. And so I just thank and praise God for you all, because you all being on this Blog Talk Radio on the conference line, it encourages me. Even when I come on, I don't say anything. I'm just in listening mode. And I'm receiving. But when the Lord unctions me to say something, I'll say something. Glory to God. So we just bless the Lord for you for this opportunity. Amen. Yeah. Able to pour into your life, and you all are pouring into our life. That's why when God gave this to Prophet Matthew, open forum, that's what it is, open forum, where you have a chance to comment. Amen. We're collaborating. We're building relationships. We're relating. Every time we come on, we're building relationships. Then we have a conference. Everybody know who you are. I said, Lord, everybody know me, but I'm like, okay, who is that? I said, I have to get these names. I'm like, I know that voice. I know that voice now. Who is
it? Yeah.
Familiar with the voice. You know, Mother Tinsley, Mother Peasley. Oh, my God, you know I'm not good. When I see the face and I hear the voice, I said, I know you. I know you. I know that voice. And so I just thank and praise God for having that opportunity and chance to come to the conference, the Lifeline Conference. It was just powerful.
Yeah.
It was powerful. Even though it was awesome. I enjoyed myself to be able to meet the saints, amen, all of those that we had, the newcomers, amen. But they say the new kids on the block, amen. Amen. When something new on the block, you'd be excited. You're excited. And you see their excitement, amen. Sister Tina, you know, Sister Tamika, glory to God, you know, just to hear another lingo.
Mm-hmm.
It tickles me. Amen. It tickles me. And I'm just like, oh, my God. I said, Lord, am I that senior now? And I was like, oh, my God. It is just so the diversity. And it's a lot of diversity that God prophet to the line, a lot of diversity. It's another generation that God is allowing to come across your path.
That's it.
Across, you know, ready or not, they're here. They're already there. They're already here. Glory to God. And God is, like you're saying, be ready. We just have to, you have to be ready to give them opportunity. And you got to have somebody in play, because like when God gave Moses that vision and gave him, made him to be the leader of the tribes, amen. And I remember Jethro, his father-in-law, came unto him. You know, it's like, okay, you got to delegate. He said, these folks going to wear you off. Basically, he said, don't let them kill you. And then on yesterday, I was talking to a friend of mine, and one of the words that your father have always said to you, I'm like, shoot, I'm taking that word for myself. He was, I think he said, son, he said, in this this untoward generation, he said, he said, save yourself, son, save yourself in this day and time that we're in. I know, but what I picked up, he said, save yourself. I'm like, shoot. I said, I'm going to do what Bishop Matthew said. I'm going to saving myself. But yet at the same time, being a disciple of Christ, but I'm still going to save myself.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. So it's back in your hands. So we thank and praise God for you. Just going to peace, going to love, going to comfort God. And all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path on today. He's just waiting on you to acknowledge him. God bless you all.
Amen. I'm telling you, Mother, you're so right. And we thank God for, once again, what you shared again from you in that lips of clay. We thank God for it on today. All right, thanks to God. We thank God for you. And today you can get a copy of the Word of God that's been shared in its entirety. You can go over to blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lerone Matthews. blogtalkradio.com/Prophet Lerone Matthews. And go into the archive and get a copy of the Word of God that was released on today. That was released on today, and let it continue to be a blessing for your life and to be a word of God that's life-changing for your life. All right, tomorrow morning, 5 a.m., Evangelist Colleen Wilkes will be coming forth ministering the word of God with the man of God, Pastor Aaron Myers. We thank God for them on the tag team, sharing and releasing the word of God. I'm certainly know that the young people will be available. They're going to be ready tomorrow with those questions, especially after Monday. There's going to be a power-packed morning. And certainly invite your sons and daughters. Invite them to come on whatever time zone you're in. Invite them to come in. They're going to be answering the question and responding to the call and the needs of you. All right, thank you, God. Don't forget to join us as you and I land in our area tonight, 7 o'clock, 10, for a powerful word from the Lord. If you're in any of those other cities around the United States, join them in their services as they're sharing the word of God and touching people live through the word of God. Saturday morning, 5 a.m., the man and the woman of God will be coming forth with a powerful word from the Lord, blessing God's people on Saturday morning. The Simmons Apostle Simmons and his wife, Prophetess Eugenie Simmons, and there will be the 50th celebration that afternoon at 3 o'clock p.m. You know God is up to some mighty things. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you can follow our broadcast Saturday afternoon at 3 p.m. That's Central Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and that'll be 4 p.m. Eastern Time, and you will be blessed. blessed by the word of the Lord God. You can go to Rejoice 102 as well and listen to it on the World Wide Web and be blessed by the word of the Lord God. If you're on the West Coast, that is 1 p.m. your time. You will be blessed by what God has given us for the people of God. And Sunday morning, all of these great kingdom leaders and pastors are presenting the case for the kingdom of God by sending a word of God to the nations, communities, and cities through social media or through their local church. We're looking forward to what God has for those men and women of God. All right. And finally, if you want to be a blessing to this ministry as we share the word of God locally and globally around the world, feel free to join us by being a partner with us. If you're a covenant partner with the ministry, continue to stay in a place of blessing with us or a virtual member with us. We thank God for your seed in advance and help with us. Continuously expand the word of God. Amen. So we thank God for you on today. Those who have been a blessing. You can do it by way of mail@werestoreyou@yahoo.com, or you can do it via cash at RSPIN, or you can go to our website at werestoreyou. That's the letter in the alphabet, you.org. And I tell you to thank God for you in advance for all that you've done and all that God has given in the past for us. Hallelujah, I'm telling you. I'm just thanking God.
Bless you again, man of God.
Yes. Amen.
Yes, sir. Father, I just wanted to encourage Mother Sydney to just let her know, woman of God, I thank God for you. We thank God for you. We need mothers like you in the body of Christ, just as I shared with Mother Jackson on the other morning. Mothers of Zion, like Mother Allen and like Prophet, your mother. We need mothers like that in the body of Christ. I know it seemed like that many have gone off the scene, and seem like we lost that mother love or that mother figure in the church world because of the scopes and dynamics of things have changed. But I just thank God for the wisdom that God has given these mothers, that they can release it unto not only just women but men as well. I don't think, Mother Sydney, that we're not receiving from you, even as you're addressing the young people, but we're receiving. And I know when wise counsel come and wisdom come, amen, I know that it will bless our lives. And I just thank God for you. So I encourage you, continue to be that mother of Zion to all of those that would gravitate to you, because you do carry a sound that I know, sound of a mother that will impart and bless other people's lives. It's just a great encouragement to hear, you know, wise counsel and hear the wisdom that come out of the men and women of God's mouths. So I just want to encourage you, stay right in that vein. As I always say, stay in that vein. God is going to continue to pour into you more wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, because the people are coming, whether they're young, middle age, or women that are struggling and challenging their relationships and dealing with loss and dealing with all these different things that they're up against and don't understand. But this is where that wisdom that God has graced you with, that you come in and give the impartation and give the counsel, that it's going to be seized and it's going to really bless people's lives. So I just want to come in to encourage Mother Sydney, that doctor, that woman of God, you are heard. You are heard, and we thank God for you. So bless you on this morning.
Man, bless you. Thank you, Apostle. My girl, Lady Simmons over there. Love you, girl.
Amen. Well, thank you, Apostle Simmons. We bless the Lord for you, man of God, and the saints of God on today. Well, Mother Thelma Sydney, once again, you shifted the atmosphere, and we thank God for that. And your presence and the power of God,
Lord,
and the thing that the Lord is doing. So we bless the Lord for you on today. Amen. Thank God. So, all right, saints of God, continue to have that, stay in that presence of God and stay in that place of God. And tomorrow evening, we'll be ready to up the street in the city of Harvey to be with Bishop Ernest Orne and Lady Orne for their 57 church celebration. 7 o'clock p.m. We'll be in the house with the man of God. Looking forward to the prayer. All right, Mother, thank you so much. I thank to God and great kingdom leaders who have been blowing the trumpet in Zion. Thank you so much for your continued faithfulness and commitment and dedication to the kingdom of God. We just honor the Lord for all of you on today. All right, any other words tonight or today? Night, daytime, today. All right. Go in the power and the strength of the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank God for you. You appreciate all of the mighty things that God is doing for you. And don't forget to join these great kingdom leaders as they are sharing the word of God. I'm telling you, we're in for a powerful month of the acceleration of God. I'm telling you, he's doing some mighty things for us. All right.
This is called I Belong to You. So, why don't you take me, make me what you want me to be? I belong. Everything I am,
I belong.
And everything I'm not,
I belong.
You, I'm yours all alone. Mind, body, and soul. Why don't you take me? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Hey. You see, you saved my soul from a burning hell. Oh, yes, you did. And now, right now, right now, I'm so glad I could tell.
I
really do.
I belong.
Yes.
You.
You're not my devil.
I belong.
Yeah.
You.
Yours all alone. Hey, man, break me down. Break me down. See you the spirit. And let me sleep at night. Then I wake up early in the morning, knowing everything's gonna be alright. Oh, yes I do. I came to Jesus. Just as I was. Oh, I was weary, I was worn, and I was so sad, so sad. But I found in Him sweet old resting place. Anybody else found that place? From that day to this one, the Lord has made me glad. Y'all help me sing right here. I mean,
for the ultimate conference.
The ultimate conference.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Bridging the Gap, Birthing the Love.
1 Thessalonians 5 and 11.
It happens live September 18th and 19th, 2021.
The Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Studio.
The Lifestyle Studio. 5520 Walsham Road, number 102. San Antonio, Texas.
Get ready for miracles to flow.
This epic two-day event kicks off Saturday, September 18th from 1 p.m. until 4 p.m. Sunday, September 19th from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m. Your dynamic guest speaker, Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Senior Pastor, Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry, Harvey, Illinois.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love, September 18th and 19th.
Your illustrious hostess for this two-day event,
Mrs. Gina Wright.
Conference hotel accommodations are provided by the Holiday Inn Express and Suite San Antonio North, 8204 North IH-35, Windcrest, Texas. Call to make reservations at area code 210-654-3800. September 18th and 19th, 2021.
Bridging the Gap and Birthing the Love.
The Conference.
Live at the Lifestyle Hair Studio in San Antonio, Texas.
Start preparing now and make plans to be there.
Long and hard. If you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass. I see miracles. I see miracles. I see miracles happening to you. I see miracles. I see miracles. Happening for you. If you believe in something long and hard, if you believe in something with all your heart, it shall come to pass.
Happening for you. Thinking it's so sincere. You have to speak.
The book is now available.
The book is now available.
The ultimate read.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
The brand new read by Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
It's available now.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter.
Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D. presents Love, the Unfinished Chapter with a very special foreword by the late great Bishop Rance Allen.
Available now. You can purchase your book at WeRestoreYou.org.
That's WeRestoreU, the letter U.org.
On Amazon.com, or you can call area code 708-825-1988.
Area code 708-825-1988.
For an autographed copy, order from WeRestoreYou.org. Order today. Get ready to enjoy
the latest from Prophet Dr. LaRon Matthews, Ph.D.
Love, the Unfinished Chapter. Order your copy today.
Your line has been disconnected by the moderator. Goodbye.